Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Our two pasta dishes today will warm your belly and stick to your bones during chilly winter meals. And if you do a little prep work, these will be the quickest meals you'll ever make. But first, here's a look at this week's news. This was a big week for food policy on Capitol Hill. On Tuesday, the Senate passed the Food Safety Modernization Act, 73 votes to 25 votes. The bill now heads back to the House for a final vote before it can move to President Obama's desk to potentially be signed into law. The bill gives the FDA authority to recall food, conduct inspections, and demand heightened accountability and record-keeping by farmers and producers. The controversial Tester-Hague Amendment, which makes producers and farmers who sell less than $500,000 worth of food annually exempt from the regulations, was added to the bill. Despite outspoken opposition from Senator Tom Coburn, the Food Safety Modernization Act is one of the few bipartisan pieces of legislation to come from this Congress. Another piece of bipartisan legislation was the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act that the House passed, making the most significant changes to school meal programs in 30 years. Supported by Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, the $4.5 billion bill gives the government the power to determine which types of foods are served in cafeterias and vending machines. Liberal Democrats initially opposed the bill because they feared it would take money from the food stamp program, and Republicans nearly killed it by tagging on an amendment that would require all child care workers to have a background check. And according to a report from the Food and Water Watch, factory farms are on the rise across the U.S. Using data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Census of Agriculture from 1997, 2002, and 2007, the factory farm map shows the density of animals confined in industrial operations. When looking at chickens, there are four factory-farmed chickens for every single American. And over the 10-year span of the data, the number of U.S. factory-farmed egg-laying hens increased by 24% to 266.5 million. The rise in factory farms over the past 10 years was no accident, says the report. Big agribusinesses, particularly meat packers and processors, have influenced public policy in their direction, with the vast majority of pork, beef, poultry, dairy, and eggs produced in the United States now coming from large-scale, confined livestock operations. For more news updates like this, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Pasta is an ideal quickie meal when you're on the run, especially if you pre-cook the pasta.
This is penne. I've cooked it al dente, which means to the tooth, so it's not mushy, and shocked it down with some cold water, tossed a little bit of oil on it, and put it in a bag. And then you can keep this in your fridge, and it's ready to make a meal. You can make two or three meals out of it.
So this makes our job today just as easy as can be. We'll be serving our first pasta dish with a mint pesto, which includes a little Southern Indiana twist.
When you think of pesto, you always think of basil, and it is a great addition. But we're also going to put some spinach in ours, and that will help you get a little bit of volume. Okay, we're going to add to that some garlic. We'll put a teaspoon of lemon zest. Grab the spinach.
And this is not steamed. It's not wilted. This is just straight raw spinach.
Just straight raw spinach. So it couldn't be easier. You don't have to heat up the kitchen at all to make this. We've got some green onions. We could throw a few green onions in there. All right. We're going to grate some Parmesan cheese. Since this is going to be ground up in the blender, we can just kind of shave it. And if you want to make this pesto ahead, if you're making a big batch of it, you may not want to add the cheese if you're going to freeze it. So the cheese doesn't freeze that well in a pesto. But if you're going to be using it right away, go ahead and just add your cheese in right at the beginning. Okay, the other thing we're going to add, usually in a traditional Italian pesto, you would add pine nuts, but we're going to add some pumpkin seeds. These are the shelled pumpkin seeds, so they have the tough shell taken off, and they're green, and that will make the pesto look really nice because it's just another green color. And then the final couple ingredients are some oil and salt and pepper. We're going to use some virgin olive oil, and we're going to add about a teaspoon of kosher salt.
Insert the sound of a blender here. Don't forget that there's no need to madly scribble down this recipe as you're listening. Print out the complete recipe from eartheats.org.
Here you go.
There you go. Mmm. That's pesto.
Now, does it have enough salt in it?
It has enough for me. What do you think?
Okay, because that Parmesan has salt in it, too. So, and, you know, when you cook the pasta, you're cooking it in salted water. That's going to have some natural salt in it. So it's always better to err on under-seasoning it. And then you can put some more Parmesan, dishes of Parmesan on the table, too, if people want to add a little bit more cheese later.
Now is when you'd reheat the pasta. It'll only take a couple minutes to get it warm.
Okay, we've got our pan on. We're going to let the pasta heat through. Okay, I'm going to take the pasta out of the hot water into a warm pan. I don't care if that there's a little bit of water left on there, because that's going to enrobe the pasta when we add the pesto to it and make it nice and saucy. And then I'm going to add a couple spoonfuls of this wonderful pesto. And if you wanted to, if you wanted to add some leftover grilled chicken, if you wanted to add some shrimp or, you know, some other leftover meat, you'd probably want to choose something that's fairly mild and bland, because the pesto is really what this dish is all about. But you could always add some protein. You could even add some diced tofu to this. Okay, let me give it a little taste. Couldn't be easier. It's so tasty. Let me dish you out some.
We've made a couple other pestos in the past on Earth Eats. Check out those older recipes for new ideas in your kitchen and submit your own recipes for consideration. EarthEats.org. The next dish is just as easy.
We're going to use our lovely mint and basil again, but we're going to add some scallions to it this time. This is a classic dish, a classic Italian dish. Usually you'd have it during, you know, the midweek when you don't feel like spending a whole lot of time in the kitchen. And if you pre-cook your pasta like we did, then it really does just take minutes, even seconds, to prepare this dish. So we're going to let that pasta heat up in the water. By the time it's hot, we're going to have made our sauce. And this is called aglio olio, which means garlic and olive oil. So we've got our pan hot. We're going to add olive oil. We're going to add a good tablespoon to a tablespoon and a half of garlic. So this is really all about the garlic.
We're going to be bad company for anybody that's not in this room right now.
We just want to toast it. It'll start to turn brown, but you don't want it to get too dark because it will then become bitter. We have the rosemary. I've probably got about 5 little rosemary tops, or probably about 1 sprig. Okay, our garlic is starting to brown. I'm going to add my pasta right away. We're going to add some red pepper flakes, a teaspoon of lemon zest. You know, I just love my lemon zest. And it adds a whole other dimension. It adds that kind of citrusy aroma without acidity. You know, if you use the lemon juice, it would be a little more acid. Okay, I'm just going to give that a toss. Now we're going to chop up the rest of the herbs and grate a little bit of cheese, and we'll be ready to serve. Just kind of roughly chop the herbs, because we want the herbs to have their own personality. If we were to puree them up like that pesto that we made on the last dish, you wouldn't taste the different herbs in the different bites. So this way, you know, each bite will have a little different flavor. You'll get some mint in one bite, a little bit of marjoram in another, a little rosemary in another, some scallions, and then we'll chop up some of that sweet marjoram. And we're using a really nice kind of flowery top of the marjoram. And it has that kind of, it's kind of like an oregano, but with, you know, class, kind of an oregano, you know, dressed up in a Chanel suit.
Wait a minute, are you saying oregano's not classy?
Well, you know, it's one of those herbs that you have all the time, whereas this is kind of, you know,
it's
a little more special. All right, we're going
to
toss these together.
Such a simple yet tasty little dish. You noticed that both pasta dishes today were served with Parmesan cheese. Chef Orr shredded bits from his massive wheel of cheese, but that was sort of a splurge on his part.
You know, if you're going to buy good Parmesan, then you probably want to buy a chunk of it. But, you know, that's I would save that for eating, you know, serve a knife with that on a cheese platter and cut off a big chunk of it and enjoy it with a cocktail before dinner with some olives and, you know, appreciate the cheese if you're going to spend that $15, $20 on a big hunk of Parmesan. For mixing into recipes where you're not really going to specifically taste that Parmesan, you can buy something that's ground. If you can get it ground locally, I know a lot of stores grind their own and sell it in little packages. That's probably better than buying, you know, a more processed one. But definitely stay away from the stuff in the green can on the aisle, okay?
Let us know your favorite brand of Parmesan cheese in the comments section on our website. See photos of both of these dishes as well. EarthEats.org is the online destination for all your local foodie needs.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.